A. Dreads.
Hello. I'm Sire, also known as Dreads. I'm based in Dorset in southwest England. I'm a rapper and producer, and I'm 14 years old. I've been making music ever since I was 6 years old, and I try to bring a positive message to everyone listening to it. There's always been music around me. My older brother started rapping, and I thought it was a really good thing, so I started. I make my own music. I produce the backing track. I add all the vocals, and I record it all by myself. Then I upload it to let people hear what I've done. I write all my lyrics as well. I start by thinking of something that's happened, or if there's something I want to express to someone, then I rap about it. All the emotions I can't keep in, I let out in music.
Making music.
Making music is the first thing I do when I wake up and the last thing I do before I go to bed. I do it at lunchtime at school, at weekends, and every day after school. Basically, all the free time I have, I spend on music. I had piano lessons for a little while and guitar lessons, but it never got too serious. It got to the point where I learned how to play a little bit, and then I just carried on by myself. When I make music, I have a keyboard in front of me, and then I usually just play around and see what I can make up. Then I record it as a rough layer. Later on, I can edit it all on my computer to make it sound different and more enhanced. On top of that, I can add the drums electronically. Then I add some bass and some different sounds before I record my lyrics over the top. I go to the Dorchester Youth Club because they have a lot of equipment. They have 5 or 6 electric guitars. They have basses and a drum kit, a massive mixer, several condenser microphones and a soundproof booth. That's quite useful because in my room, where I usually record, sometimes you get feedback from the computer. Sometimes the fan in the computer makes more noise than usual. In a soundproof booth, you won't get that. I've published a few things. I distributed my debut album on iTunes, Amazon, HMV Online, and a couple of other big online retailers. You can download and watch my videos for free. I want to make a living out of it, but money isn't everything. I never really think about what I'm going to do after school, because all I ever do is music. I listen to R&B, hip-hop, reggae, jazz, soul, and blues. To me, the biggest star would probably be Tyler, the Creator, or Odd Future. A lot of people don't like them because of who they are, but they say what they think. A lot of people are scared to say what they think because of what other people will think of them, but they just say it and they really don't care. That's why I like them. I try and do gigs whenever I can. I had a gig a couple of weeks ago at somewhere called Club Neo, which is 1/2 an hour from where I live. A lot of people were there. It's really good to do gigs. If you put something out on the internet, the chances of someone stumbling upon the video is quite low. I never get nervous when I do gigs. When you see that people actually enjoy listening to your music and you see people dancing to your music, what is there to be nervous about? In 2009, I entered an anti-knife crime campaign. There was a government-run rap competition and hundreds of people entered. It got narrowed down to 5 people and I won. As a result, I won a Blue Peter gold badge. I went on the Blue Peter show and was interviewed, and they made a TV program about it, which is online. I also met some of the biggest stars in the music industry, like Chipmunk, Tinchy Strider, Sugar Babes, Chasin' Status, Jay Sean, and so many people. It was kind of weird because on the way I was listening to all these people on my iPod, and then I get there and they're all just walking around and asking me questions. Yeah, it was good.
Blue Peter is an iconic British children's television programme that has been running since the 1960s. You can do good things for the community or for individuals and win a Blue Peter badge. They have 6 different types of badges in the scheme. Only about 50 people have been awarded the gold badge in 50 years. The Queen has got one, and so have David Beckham and Usain Bolt, and Isaiah.